following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
I don't have any room to say I don't want fries because I didn't contribute anything. Correct. And I made up for it because I dipped my bread in the bacon fat.
Yes.
Oh, Lovies, if you ever get an opportunity to dip your sandwich bread in bacon fat before you build your sandwich.
We did have sour cream dip and chips before dinner, because we didn't have enough saturated fat.
It's important to keep your saturated fat level. But I'm telling you something, these people eat this every day,
Some.
You know, Miss Kitty, that fat thing's friend, Miss Kitty has been tweeting the pictures of his breakfasts. And I'm telling you something.
But then he probably has V8 and a banana for lunch
and then a salad for dinner. They don't. They're cave people. They're cave people. They hit mastodons and eat them. No. Well, fat ass is, but Miss Kitty's not at all.
He's not even obese. He doesn't even look fat.
You know what? Fat ass is obese of heart and mind.
Okay, we'll go with that maybe.
He's just a...
But his body doesn't actually look
obese. No, we've seen the pictures and he doesn't.
He's got a little belly.
Well, I wouldn't say that's a little belly. That's not a little belly.
Okay, he's got a belly.
And he's only only 3'4", so that's, you know, most of him is belly. We're talking about
He's a weeble.
He is a weeble.
Because he's got the little...
The weeble wobbles and he won't fall down. No matter how hard you hit him over the head, he won't.
He's a feeble.
Well, he's a feeble weeble.
Feeble weeble,
don't fall down. Flavin.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
And he's only 3'4", so that's, you know, most of him is belly.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 645 of the BFO for Friday, the 23rd of July, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about death. Yes, Big Fatty, what a lovely way to kick off the weekend. Let's just talk about death. Yes! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, we've come to the end. We've come to the end of another week. And y'all, I can't remember if it was, it may have been Kevin. Kevin in Danbury goes, is there a full moon coming up? Because people are sure acting crazy. He asked that on the Twitter, and y'all, sure enough, Monday is the full moon. So, you know, that's something you can look forward to all weekend long. So, y'all, that is the country steak again with the mashed potatoes and gravy and the green bean. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Please bring it up again for us. Y'all, Granny and Miss Porter and I have a friend who had a stroke last week sometime. And, y'all, I think he's doing pretty well. I haven't been able to get to the hospital to check, but, he was regaining some of and y'all, he's younger than me. Yes! But I think he's regaining some of the use of, I'll say his left side, whichever one that was, affected. But, y'all, it's made me look, and I know this is kind of morbid, it's made me look in the newspaper each morning, just not in the obituaries themselves, but in the, there's usually a roster almost of the names of people or funerals, deaths and funerals, I guess. And, so I've looked for the past few days just to make sure that he didn't pass away. And I know that's morbid and all this kind of stuff, but y'all, it made me think, at what point do you start reading the obituaries? Because y'all, I know that, folks like the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
y'all, if she got out of the bed and got the newspaper, I'm sure the first thing she'd do is read the obituaries to make sure she wasn't in it. But anyway, y'all, and I know that it's something that it's a ritual for some people. But I just don't know. I'm not to the point where I read the obituaries, y'all. But looking at that roster each morning, it's just kind of made me think, well, you know, I know a lot of people who, you know, that's one of the things they do is they read the obituaries every day just to see if they know any of the people or have met the people or acquaintances or anything. Y'all, I was just wondering, do you read the obituaries? You probably don't even get the newspaper. Big Freddy! So, anyway, and y'all, speaking of obituaries, have you thought about your own? Have you written your own obituary, or do you want to leave it up to somebody else to write it? That's one of those things, you know. Now, my folks, the Hats over there in Hatlanta, they're 79 years old, but I have encouraged them to write their own obituaries and, you know, telling them, you know, we won't use them for a long time. But I would rather, and y'all, I think I'm going to write my own because y'all, I mean, it's kind of your last hurrah, you know. So you just make sure that people remember what you want to be remembered for. I guess I don't know. So anyway, I was just wondering if you wrote your own obituary. Y'all, speaking of obituaries, got a little e-letter from my cousin. Y'all, on Thursday, it was my great-grandfather's 150th birthday. Now, y'all, he's dead. I never knew the man. My cousin said, and y'all, my great-grandfather's name was, Popsy. But y'all, when I read this, e-letter, I thought it said Poopsy. And clearly, I take after Poopsy. But it said, today is Popsy's 150th birthday. Many of us remember him for his always kind disposition and his quick wit. Y'all, clearly Big Fatty has taken after Poopsy. I think it is a real blessing that we can remember someone from our youth who would be 150 years old today. Happy birthday, Poopsy. Thanks for your good example. And y'all, Big Freddy, thank you for your good example. So anyway, now y'all, listen, can you hear that? Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Well, y'all, you know what that is? Well, it's not what you think it is. No! What is it, Big Freddy? Y'all, on Wednesday night, Big Fatty had an urge for one of those, what do you call them? The Five Guys hamburgers and the French fried potatoes. Oh! But y'all, I got the Coca-Cola because I can't drink the iced tea. I can't drink the iced tea that late at night. But y'all, I had a coupon, from the Kohl's, KOHL'S, which is different than the Kohl's in Australia in the future. Y'all, it's a clothing store, and y'all, they have some jeans that just fit Big Fatty just perfectly, y'all. And as you heard at the beginning of today's little show, the Sea Hag and Myron, you know, discussing my stature and my figure, and y'all, evidently I'm 3'4" and I'm all stomach. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. But y'all, they've got pants, they've got some jeans that just fit me to a T. And so y'all, I wanted to go and get me a pair of those before I go over to Scotland. So I drove and I stopped and I had my hamburger and French fried potatoes, and y'all, it began pouring down rain like cats and dogs, and I just sat there, and I watched it rain, and y'all, all this little gaggle of chicken boys came in, and so that was kind of sweet to look at. And then I got, by the time I had finished my French fried potatoes, because y'all, they give you so many, but I ate every one of them. No, actually, I didn't eat every one of them. There were a few that I just wasn't hungry for the rest of them. But I drove out to the Kohl's, and y'all, they had my size in the jeans, but y'all, Big Fatty locked up because I walked in, and y'all, they were having a one-day sale, and y'all, my jeans were half price on Wednesday, and y'all, they had a shirt that Big Fatty liked, and it was half price on that day only, and y'all, it was pure dumb luck that I was there. And y'all, my jeans regularly were $48, and the shirt was normally $40. Well, y'all, they were half price, and then I had a $10 coupon for $10 off if I spent $20. And y'all, then the lady says, "Are you going to use your charger plate?" And I said, "Yes." And so she says, "Well, here's scratch on this little card here, and we'll give you an extra percentage off." And y'all, I got an extra 20% off. So y'all, what would have cost me $98 plus tax cost me $29.22, including tax. So that would have been $27.18 before tax. So y'all, I saved $60.82. And y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, it just could not have gone better. Yes, Big Fatty, that is just lovely. Now, could you possibly play some voice letters that have been stacking up like your colonic discharges waiting to be released from your anal off vile? What am I doing? I'm talking like you, the vulgar.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Oh, Big Fatty, get your fat ass down to London and visit, well, who cares about those actual real British people? Visit me. I'm going to be there. And what am I going to be doing all day? Nothing. I'm going to be wearing my jumpers, even though it's summer, but, you know, summer in London, still cold. I'll be wearing my jumpers and I'll be putting on lashings of butter and lashings of dripping, and I'll just have nothing to do. I'll be wandering around the street. So pop on down. Edinburgh is just up the road. Okay, see you then. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the little Aussie battler. That is Scotty.
Keep it, iPhone, hang up.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, he is having the telephonic device problems like Mark Hunter does. But, Scotty, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm still waiting for some clarification. How is my good friend Clara? She's of the East Hampton Fications. You know, Clara Fication. But I just don't think it's gonna happen. I just don't think it's gonna happen. And it's Scotty. Trust me, I would love to, because London is one of my favorite cities, and I would love to pop on down and see you there. Yes, Big Fatty. But I just, you know, I'm escorting this trip, and y'all, it's I've gotta make sure the priorities are right, y'all. And speaking of priorities, y'all, I have received a voice letter from none other than the Peter G in the Oaklands. Yes.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Peter G calling, and I'm sorry you're having trouble sleeping. I heard somewhere that a handful of walnuts, if you eat a handful of walnuts before you go to bed, it's supposed to help you somehow. I don't know if you don't like walnuts. I know you don't like mayonnaise. I know you don't like avocados. You don't like tomatoes. And you don't like peas, and there's probably 100 other things. But try the walnuts. And, you know, if all else fails, you can always listen to Vera's show. That'll put you right out. Thanks, Big Fatty, for all you do. Bye.
Y'all, that is Peter G out there in the Oaklands, in the Bay Area, if you will. And y'all, Peter G, I do not like the walnuts. So that's not going to help me. But y'all, I am happy to announce that Wednesday night I slept like a baby. Just slept like a baby, and by slept like a baby, I do not mean that I shat my diaper in the bed. I just slept like a baby. And y'all, there was no sudden infant death syndrome or anything like that either. I'm here! Yes! But anyway, y'all, I have this strange feeling that I may have already played that call from Scotty, but I don't know, but I don't know, but y'all, here's someone who never forgets anything. It is the one and only Mr. B out there in the Laguna Beaches.
Hello, can you hear me? I'm a first-time caller. No, I'm not a first-time caller. It's Mr. B out in Laguna Beaches on the best coast. That's the West Coast. How you doing, big fatty guy? Hi. Listen, you know, I've been meaning to call you for quite a while, but the deal is I'm, like, not sleeping all that well. So what I do is I download you from iTunes, I put it on my little iPod, and if I wake up in the middle of the night, then I listen to you, and then I never can get back to sleep because I either laugh or you're screaming too loud, and then I just shut you off and I think about something else. But hey, I gotta ask you something. Do you know Tim Conway Jr.? Tim Conway Jr., like his old man is Tim Conway from the old McHale's Navy. Yeah, that's your line, huh? Or, you know, Carol Burnett Show, the funny guy. Well, Tim Conway Jr., he's a, I think he's 40-some years old. Anyhow, he's on the radio out here in Laguna Beaches. He's actually on iTunes, so you can download him. Funny. You've got to listen to him. Vera loves Tim Conway Jr. But anyhow, I'm calling you to tell you a joke. And here it is. It comes from Tim Conway Jr. A traveling salesman knocks on the door of a house. And this 13-year-old kid comes to the door. He's wearing his mother's panties, got a little brassiere on, and he's smoking a cigar. And the traveling salesman says, "Excuse me, young man, but is your mother home?" And the kid says, "What the fuck do you think?" Anyhow, that's it. I'll talk to you again. Bye.
Now, Mr. B, about your sleeping problem, may I suggest a handful of walnuts at bedtime? And, Mr. B, I don't know how to tell you this, but you've told us that joke before. And so somebody has, and I could have sworn it was you. Big Friday, that Mr. B? Doesn't Hazel work for him? I don't know. But, y'all, we have one final voice letter. But thank you for calling anyway, Mr. B. One final voice letter. And, y'all, it is from a lurker. Yes, Big Fatty. What a lovely way to get our weekend started.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Loretta the Lurker. I am Ian from California. I live pretty close to Ms. Anti-Vera. I want to share with you my receipt statement today. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I went to the Ralph's Market, that is equivalent of your Publix, and I spent $19.37, and I saved $18.18. Oh my goodness! I just want to share this with you and tell you I did a really good shopper. And thank you. Love you. Bye.
Y'all, not only is Laura the Lurker a good shopper, but y'all, she used to be a lurker. And y'all, she has broken the silence. Yes, Big Fatty. Laura, thank you so much for calling and wonderful shopping there. Big Fatty is awfully proud of you on your little shopping spree. And y'all, don't forget that tonight is the LFC. Big Fatty won't be there. And the Big Brother Roundtable. Big Fatty won't be there because I'll be in the Myrtle Beach for the Tiara Hara. And y'all, I've got to get my dress because I'm only...
And he's only 3'4". So that's, you know, most of him is belly.
Midgets in drag. Dear Gussie. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.